The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Hey, Mom and Dad, you want to teach your child biblical values that will last a lifetime? Why don't you check out the best-selling Adventure Bible? It's the number one Bible for kids, allowing them to take an exciting journey through each chapter with full-color illustrations, memory verses, hands-on activities, and more. The Adventure Bible is now available in 4 translations. It's the perfect Bible to encourage your children to stay in Scripture. Do you know at AdventureBible.com you'll find over 700 free games, activities, teaching resources, and more. Visit AdventureBible.com today.
This is Joseph Reed with Singing News Radio. We're partnering with Bible League to send God's Word to the persecuted churches around the world. Here's Michael.
Joseph, a group of radicals showed up on the doorstep of Nora one day in the Middle East. You know what they did? They burned her house down, nearly killing her and her 4 daughters, the youngest of which, about 4 years of age, maimed for life with very serious burns. You know what her crime is? 2 things. Number one, she's a born-again believer. And number two, she was caught educating her daughters beyond the age of 8. In that part of the world, in that system, that is a very serious violation. But this woman did not grow bitter. She's grown bold from all of that, and she's led nearly 40 women to faith in Christ. All these former radicals, they follow Jesus together, but they need Bibles there in the Middle East.
$5 sends a Bible, $50 sends 10. Help us send God's Word. Just call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click on the Bible League banner at singingnews.com.
Hello, this is Co-Pastor Patricia McFarlane from Applying the Word Ministry. I would like to invite you to tune in to the Sunday School teacher each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on this station, WQEE. We will review the weekly lesson, so tune in, I said, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for the Sunday School teacher. I'll be waiting for you.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Ellison. I'm the pastor here at Noonan City Church. I want to thank you for tuning in to our website and hope that you'll take the time to look throughout the website, all the different activities that are going on in the life of our church. Our purpose statement here at Noonan City is transforming lives for Jesus' sake. And we believe that takes place in 3 separate pillars. The first one is corporate worship. And we come together each Sunday for our worship services where our focus is on glorifying God. That is the purpose, the focus of our worship services each Sunday. The second pillar is local missions. And we believe that church is not to be contained inside the walls of a building, but rather outside those walls. And we look for opportunities, and we have different partners in the community where we partner with other kingdom-minded ministries that are doing kingdom work. And so encouraging our individuals here at the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus outside the walls of our congregation. So that's the second pillar. And the third pillar is our community groups, our small groups where we meet in homes throughout the community here in Noonan. And the focus of these groups is simply Bible studies, sitting in the circle, opening up the scriptures, and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us and through us as we study God's Word. So those are the 3 pillars, and we believe when you do those 3 things that there's a transformation that takes place in your life. And that will transform your own family and transform our community, and thus making a difference for the sake of Jesus. Again, thanks for tuning in. I hope to see you Sunday.
I am Apostle Deborah Harris, Pastor Apostle of Kingdom Connected Ministries International at 121 Hillwood Circle, Noonan, Georgia. Presenting Connecting the Kingdom. Connecting kingdom citizens, kingdom businesses, and advancing the kingdom of God in this hour. Join us each Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. with guests who are sharing their faith, business, and ministry.
The views and opinions of this show and program are not the views and opinions of this station, its management, or its clientele.
Good audience. Good morning, friends. I am Apostle Deborah Harris, as always, here in the studio on this beautiful day today. Mm-hmm. And we are coming to you live. My friend and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you. We're coming to you live today, and we are still talking about what the church needs to do in this hour. The church needs to wake up this morning, arise. All still the same thing. It's time for the church to stand up, stand out, and be counted mm-hmm. as the bride of Christ and as the ecclesia, so that we can make a difference, Pastor, in this earth. Pastor, go ahead and introduce yourself, and then we're going to move forward.
Okay, well, I am Lavonia Wilkes Lovett, and I'm the senior pastor at Agape Christian Center Ministries here in Newnan, Georgia. Going into my 22nd year of pastoring.
Yes.
And I just love the Lord, and I love the Word of God.
Amen.
I love the people of God. So
yes.
I just pray that you all just take heed to what you hear, and let's get the church back on track.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to, Pastor. Somehow, we have either gone to sleep, we have stepped away from our mission, our goal,
mm-hmm.
or we have just decided to just stand back, sit back, and let everybody else have their way.
That's true.
Well, that cannot happen. Now, the scripture that I posted with the flyer, arise, therefore, mm-hmm. and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. And, Pastor, I have to tell you, I've been reading in the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is such a powerful place for the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a powerful place. And I have gotten so excited about what God did during those days of Apostle Paul, Peter, Barnabas, mm-hmm. and all the other disciples, apostles. I have been so excited, and I have been saying to myself, this indeed is where the church needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we need to be. Now, if we start reading in the book of Acts, first of all, I call the book of Acts a book of actions.
Oh, yes.
A book of actions. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that root word of action is act, mm-hmm. A-C-T.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to what?
Do something.
We mm-hmm. cannot take action and not do anything.
That's right.
This is where we need to be
mm-hmm.
in this hour. We need to be where we are doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, would you agree with me if I said that the church has been sitting back and not doing what she should do?
I agree. And when we are speaking of the church, we're speaking of the body of Christ, the people of Christ.
Yes.
And sometimes when you say church, a lot of times people think you're talking about the building.
Yes.
Well, that's not
yes.
what we're talking about.
No, ma'am.
We're
no,
talking
ma'am.
About the people of God, the ecclesia.
Yes.
The body of Christ coming together and taking action. And I like this scripture that you said, Acts chapter 10 and verse 20. Because,
yes.
you know, Peter was actually having this vision.
Yes.
And I think Peter was thinking about this vision as being about food, about what we should eat, you know, what
yes,
we should not
yes,
eat.
Yes.
But then he got this great revelation once again about what the vision meant when the angel came to him and told him to get up and go downstairs and go with
Come
the
on.
People
That's
that
it.
Has been sent.
Yes.
That was something that I believe that was the vision was a sign to Peter to let Peter know that the Jews were no better than the Gentiles.
That's
and,
right.
And we are all on one accord. God
yes.
was saying, now it's time to get on one accord and get up and go to Cornelius' house.
Because
he got some people there waiting for you.
Yes.
And so that, you know, it was just so exciting to read about it, because I know I've heard people preach it. And Acts chapter 10, and they talk about food.
Uh-huh.
Have nothing to do with food. It has everything to do about the church, the bride of Christ. That's what it has to do with.
Yes.
So I think that Peter, after he arose and he took this action, I think it kind of made him think about Matthew.
Yes.
I think it was Matthew chapter 16.
Okay.
And verse number 18.
Yes.
When Jesus asked them, the disciples, who do you think that
I am? Come on.
And then Peter said, well, you are Christ, you know.
Yes.
And so Jesus told him, he said, that you didn't get this information from
no man. Come on.
You know, you didn't receive this came straight from God.
Yes.
And he said, on this revelation knowledge.
Come on.
That's what it was. It was a revealed knowledge to Peter. He said, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell, Hades, shall not prevail against it.
Come on.
So once again, when you transfer it over to Acts chapter 10,
then
here Peter is in a trance. In a vision or whatever Peter was in.
Then
God saying, because Peter had been one of them that was kind of out with the Gentiles, I believe.
He was
out with the Gentiles. But then God said, no, you got to go to the Gentiles. And I believe that all the people that was at Cornelius' house, they were Gentiles. I'm not sure.
Okay.
At any rate, that, you know, I just got excited about it.
I know. And that was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting. Mm-hmm. And you made some good points. And I want to, Pastor, that word, this word arise.
Ooh, Jesus.
Has just been stirred up in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you why. Because God gave me, at the beginning of this year, not this year, but the Jewish calendar year, 5783, God gave me, arise and take your, listen, God said, arise and take your position. You know, I'm like, okay, God, okay. And so I'm just seeking God and asking him, you know, getting better understanding. And now I understand. And here we are talking about arise. And God used that word several times in the scripture.
In the scripture, yes.
I mean, even right here in Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
he does.
So this word, according to the Bible, 23 Bible verses talking about God arising.
Mm-hmm.
And God telling the people to arise, and it means to be stirred up, to be awake, and to be prepared for action.
Come on.
To be stirred up,
to be awake,
and to be prepared for action.
Yes.
God is not going to, and that's what he told Peter right here. He says, verse 19, while Peter thought on the vision, like you said, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down. Get stirred up.
Get stirred up.
Yes. And be prepared for action. What? To go. He had to go. And I looked over, you know, I've been reading and highlighting, and I said, okay, God, what are you saying? So God, here he is dealing with Peter, dealing with the church. And then over in chapter 11, where Peter is defending his ministry because to the Gentiles, because, you know, we always have to defend our ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly, but for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be somebody coming against the ministry of God.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's not anything that we're doing ourselves, but it's what God is leading us to do.
That's right.
So here again, Peter tells them, he said, listen, this is what has happened to me. This is why I'm here. Because like you said, he sent him to Cornelius' house. He says, and I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, stay. I mean, and slay and eat. God giving him an instruction again. To wake up, get stirred up for action. And I'm telling you, if the church does not take heed to this, we're going to miss, Pastor, bringing more people into the body of Christ.
That's right.
We're going to miss that. And isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
That's what
church is for?
That's what it's all about. But I looked at it, I thought about it, I say 3 years ago, while we were asleep, while we weren't paying attention, while we were just doing our own things in the houses, this thing swept in, and it disturbed the world, and it disturbed the church. And I tell you, things started changing at that time. I believe that it had a lot to do with the fact that the enemy came in. The scripture that say, when the enemy shall come in like a flood.
Yes.
Okay, now, I'm going to give y'all, and I know y'all may not agree with me, but this is how I look at it. I love that scripture, but what I did not love is that I believe that a comma should go, when the enemy shall come in. I think a comma.
Okay.
I put me a comma right there.
Okay, come on.
Because see, I believe that the flood is going to come when God going to lift up a flood, that standard against the enemy.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that the enemy can come in like a flood, because we win.
Okay, come
we
on.
Win.
I
the Christians win.
I see what you're saying.
And
come
so... on. We are not, what we have to do is we have to be ready. The church really has to be ready.
Got
to wake up. See, because we were asleep 3 years ago. And some of us are still sleeping.
Come on now.
We are still sleeping. I mean, the enemy had it to where we weren't going into the church building.
Come on.
We can't, this COVID thing. We can't go in there. We can't this. We can't go here. That was that. I don't care. It was the enemy.
Nothing.
It was
but
the enemy.
Straight
and
from
it
the
was straight head. From the. It was to the church, because basically it was the churches that it affected.
Yes.
It didn't affect. These people were glad not to go to work. They were glad not to go to school.
Come on.
They were glad
on.
Not to do
come
these things. But when it came to the body of Christ, the people of God, the Bible tells us to faith not to forsake not the assembling
come
of
on.
Ourselves
come
together
on.
With
come
other
on.
Saints. So we love to get together.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're supposed to do. So he hit us right there.
Yes, he did.
But Jesus is saying, God is saying right now, arise.
That's it.
Come
that's
up
it.
Out of that sleep. Come up out of that thing that you was in 3 years
yes.
ago. Come on, get up now. We're not thinking about this pandemic. We got people out here that is dying. People
yes.
that their souls need to be saved.
Yes.
And we got to arise and get up, and that's where the action. We
yes.
got to take action, because faith without works is dead, being
come
left
on
alone.
Now. Come on
you
now.
Know, so we got to walk by faith now and not
yes.
by sight. You know, I don't care. They keep talking about the pandemic and all of that. I ain't thinking about the pandemic.
Not,
I'm thinking
no.
about that pollen out here. You know, that got me where I can't hardly breathe.
Come
but
on.
The pandemic can't get me, because am healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, I'm covered
yes.
with the blood of
come
Jesus.
On. Come
I mean,
on.
We got to realize and recognize that this word is true.
It is
and that's
true.
How we're going to have to get up and take action by reading, studying, and following the rules that God has laid out for
come
us in his word.
God,
see,
my
the
God.
Adversary wants us to stay asleep. I'm telling y'all. He wants us
yes.
to stay asleep.
Yes,
he does.
Does
not want us to arise up
no.
and do what God has called us
no,
to
ma'am.
Do.
No,
he
ma'am.
Wants you to stay asleep. So y'all, wake up.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God, here's the deal. With Peter, God used Peter mightily.
Yes, he did.
God used Peter mightily, as he did everybody else in the Bible. And as he's using other people in our society today. But we've got to be willing to arise,
wake up,
become stirred up. To take action.
Mm-hmm.
To take action.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this place. I tell you what, I'm fired up.
All right.
Because
all
listen,
right.
when you look over, well, let me go back to chapter 10. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word.
Heard the word.
Okay, so you got you have that place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then you have verse 15 in chapter 11. And as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us. At the beginning, the Holy Ghost was falling, Pastor.
It was falling. It was
the
falling.
Holy Ghost was falling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came down and I read, it says, then, I'm going to read verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost, talking about Barnabas, and faith, and much people was added unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
Here we go. God using Barnabas. Verse 25. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to see Paul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called what? Christians. First
Christian.
At Antioch.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, then when you go on a little bit, Agabus prophesied a famine. I mean, I'm just seeing action.
Action.
Why?
Action.
Because God stirred Peter up and he said, Peter, arise. If Peter had not been in the trance, Peter probably would not have gone.
Right.
But because Peter rose up, that's what it's going to take.
That's what it's going
to take. Look, pastors, it's going to take us to arise. Become stirred up. Wake up and take action.
That's right. That's
to get
right.
the people of God stirred up and ready to go. That's what we should be doing every Sunday.
That's right. Even when we look at the apostles as they were going about taking action and doing what they were supposed to do.
I mean,
people were seeing what was happening, and that was making the church grow even the more.
And
we're not talking about your particular church. We're talking about the body of Christ.
People were coming
to the Lord. And see, that I can't help but to tell y'all, the adversary wants us to stay in this disruptive situation.
Yes, ma'am.
We want us
yes,
to stay
ma'am.
Disrupted.
Come on.
And I just believe that we need to rise up and tell the enemy that we not going to play by his rules anymore.
You better say that.
Because he wants us to play by his rules. He'll do anything he need to do by any means necessary.
So
we got to now come as the body of Christ and do it by any means necessary with the word of God.
I mean,
in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, it say that we got to be sober, got to be vigilant, got to be on alert, because the adversary is roaming around seeking whom he may devour. If you are open to him, and if you're sitting up here saying, oh Lord, this COVID, oh Lord, this whatever is going on, this thing that's different things, the flu, the viruses,
all of this stuff.
If you sitting here thinking about that, then you not being vigilant.
No, ma'am.
You got to be sober.
No, ma'am.
And then when they talk about the Bible talking about being sober, they not talking about don't be drunk.
Don't be laying
at the house drunk. We talking about being lifted up.
Yes,
raising yourself up. Putting on the full armor of God so that you will be able to quench those different tactics of the devil. Because he's going to come anytime you are doing anything for the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
You best believe that the enemy is coming. And anybody who say he don't come, I don't know what to say about you. But anytime you're doing anything good for the Lord, he is coming.
He's coming.
He's coming, because that's who he is attacking. If you not doing anything for the Lord, he ain't bother with you.
Come on, Pastor.
He not
that's
bother
right.
with you. But the ones who are doing things for the Lord, he is steady trying to divide. He's steady trying to get in there and get you to be Not on one accord.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
yes,
he don't want us to be supportive of each other.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
All about me and my three.
That's
and
it.
Stuff.
That's
you
it.
Know, that's what the enemy wants us to do.
The
but
now
we, when we look at what these men did and the women, even the women,
yes.
did in this Bible, they were together.
Yes,
they were
ma'am.
Not bickering.
Yes,
they were
ma'am.
Not arguing with each other. And they just did whatever God told them to do.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Whatever God was telling them to do, they had the support of others. And that's how the church, in the book of Acts, they talk about how the church just kept growing. The church just
yes,
kept growing. The
yes.
church just kept growing.
Yes,
because
yes.
they caught on fire. And they was moved by the Holy Spirit. The one thing that I feel like we missing. If the Holy Spirit.
You better
y'all
say better, that.
Hey,
you better say that.
Y'all better get back with the Holy Spirit.
You better say
get
that.
Get back with the Holy Spirit because he is the one that is going to teach, lead, guide,
yes,
and direct
yes.
us. And he is going to even let us know where the enemy is.
Yes.
You know, what the enemy is doing.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I be just at home just looking at the news and he'll say, see, that's the enemy right there.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Wasn't nothing but the enemy.
And nothing
I said, you know that?
Enemy.
I be something that talk to the Holy Spirit like I'm talking to a person.
You better.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So I just believe that, like 2 Corinthians somewhere say that we are not warring against flesh and blood.
That's right. That's
but
it.
Against principalities,
yes,
powers, the rulers
yes,
of the darkness
yes.
of this world, the spiritual wickedness and how. I believe that he had brought down all of this.
Yes,
he's
yes.
bringing out all of this. And don't get it twisted. Those who are head, everybody who got these big titles in
yes,
the churches,
yes.
that's who Satan is dealing with.
Yes,
he's not
ma'am.
Dealing with the ones who just coming and saying, well, I'm just going to church Sunday, and I'm just going to put
that's
on
right.
this.
That's right.
He got his little imps dealing with y'all, but he got himself dealing with the head.
That's
and
it.
That's why the heads need to get together. And we need to rise up.
Yes.
For God. Come together and stop being all separated.
I know, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Now, listen. When we get together and when we do this thing the way God has ordained it,
mm-hmm.
these are the results right here.
Come on.
In the 12th chapter of Acts, I'm going to start with verse 5.
Okay.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing, Pastor.
That's it, prayer.
Of the church.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Unto God
unto
for him.
God. Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe, Pastor, mm-hmm. that it wasn't just a particular church, but it was men and women that came together that prayed for
mm-hmm.
Peter. Now, look. I said, look at this right here. Then verse 7 says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison and smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying what? Arise.
Arise. Arise.
Quick. Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hand.
From his hand.
Do you see that, Pastor?
Yes.
And then, but the angel led Peter all the way out. Now, it said that, let me go back to verse 6. It said that the same night, Peter was sleeping between what? Two soldiers.
Uh-huh.
Bound with two chains.
Mm-hmm.
And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Now, you already know that there was no way for Peter to get out of there without the help of God.
That's right.
Why did
That's
God
right.
help? Because the church stood together and prayed for Peter's miraculous supernatural release.
That's
and,
it.
And look, and this really got me. I said, oh my God. Oh, listen, I done read it before, y'all. But listen, it's dealing with me differently because I'm in a new season.
Uh-huh.
That's it right there. So it said, verse 13. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, knock, 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 a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she didn't even open the door. She was so excited.
She
ran back
That's
and told
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, Pastor, these church people, They were praying so good and so powerfully. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They didn't even realize that they prayed to heaven to unlock the chains and to raise Peter
and
up
to raise him
from
up.
Between the two guards, mm-hmm. and to walk out of the prison. That's how powerfully they pray. Mm.
Well, you know, back over here in verse number 12, when you were talking about them praying. The Passion Bible in verse number 5 say, the church went into a season of intense intercession, asking God to free him.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, when we be talking about different seasons that you're in, well, these people was in a season of intense praying.
Intense.
I mean, they weren't playing.
No, ma'am.
They weren't playing. They weren't just saying, well, I got to go to prayer, to the church for corporate prayer. I'll be back later. We just going to pray for. No, these people was in intense prayer. And it was that season.
Yes.
It was that season. And I believe that we are in that season.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Why we got to arise.
Yes, ma'am.
And be in that season.
Yes, ma'am. Let me tell you something, Pastor. Let me tell you something. This is what the Holy Ghost just gave me. Now, I'm saying, God gave me back last year, arise and take your position. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm mm-hmm. seeking God. I'm praying. And God is showing me things. God just said to me, he said, listen, this is what y'all are doing out there on the street. You are arising, taking your position out in the street mm-hmm. and making your demands.
And making.
Letting mm-hmm. people know that Jesus is the only way.
That's what's happening.
My
that's
God.
That's it right there.
My God.
That's it. I mean, everything that he gave you to
My
do,
God.
And he gave it to you, it's going to work. It's
yes,
kind of work.
Ma'am.
And then you have to look at, when you look at it, you can look at the ones of us that come together.
Yes, ma'am.
The ones of us that come together.
Yes,
we are all on what?
One
accord.
Yes, ma'am.
We all on one accord.
Yes,
nobody
ma'am.
Is, oh, Lord Jesus.
Come on,
I mean,
Pastor.
We are arising right now.
My
even
God.
In that Ooh. Silent prayer.
Jesus,
even in
glory.
That driving through prayer. Whatever
yes,
prayer that,
yes,
we, that,
yes,
that Lord
yes.
give us to do,
yes,
we are arising.
God.
We are taking
Jesus.
Action. You mm-hmm. can't take action by sitting at the house.
No, ma'am.
You cannot take action.
No, ma'am.
And you cannot take action by looking at the TV preacher.
Yes.
You got to arise.
Come
you
on.
Got to come out of the house,
come
just
on.
Like Peter had to come out of the house, come
yes.
off the rooftop,
come
out of the house,
on.
And then start walking.
That's right.
Start walking.
Moving.
That was action.
Mm.
He was at, Lord Jesus.
My God, Pastor, my
we
God.
We're going to reap. I'm telling
yes,
you, we're going to reap. If we just keep sowing, if we keep taking action, we're going to reap. Because there's so many people out here that need to be touched by God right now.
And let me say this, Pastor. It's mm-hmm. called process.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you start, God gave me this some years back. Anything you start with mm-hmm. God, we have to go through process.
Process, that's right.
We have to go through process.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's made
mm-hmm.
and anything that's made right, it goes through process.
It goes through a process.
Look, cheese has to go through a process.
Has to go through
a, wine
right.
has to go through a process. Everything, even babies, go through a process. From being birthed to infancy
mm-hmm.
to what is it? Adolescence. To adolescence to teenagers to grown people. It's called process. That's why you can't quit nothing too soon.
That's right. That's
if
right.
the winemaker didn't allow his wine to process.
To process.
He would never make good of the wine
mm-hmm.
for a profit.
Right.
Because people
right.
that drink wine know how wine is supposed to taste.
Supposed to taste, right.
And if they get bad wine, they are going to say, this is no good.
It's no good.
That's so the
right.
winemaker
right.
will go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
if everything else can process, why is it that the Christians can't process? As soon as we go through a little bit,
just a little bit,
we get ready to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And as
mm-hmm.
soon as we come one or two times, oh, ain't nothing to that. Well, you don't know God.
You don't know God.
You don't know God. God is processing us. God is, he's we're on the potter's wheel, and he's showing us, I got to get this out, I got to get this out, because what's at the end is going to require that you be whole.
Right.
That you be complete. Mm-hmm. That you be faithful. You be diligent. You be obedient. All of that good stuff.
Right.
So what am I saying? Even the church. Mm-hmm. How can you start? You know, this is true. Some people have started the church and they didn't last a year.
A year.
Why? Right. Because they didn't go through the process. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you what a lady told me when we started over there at Winston Dowdell. I went into the office to apply for using the school. Mm-hmm. She looked at me, she said, oh, you want to use the school? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, And I'm like, I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, wait a minute, what is all this about?
Yeah.
She said, She said, are you going to be like these other pastors? And I said, no, I don't plan to be. Because I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm different. I'm not like anybody else. Mm-hmm. I said, but what do you mean? She said, they were over here not even quite a year. And they came back and they said that they're not going to do church anymore. I said, okay. I said, no, ma'am. That's not my story. And it hasn't been my story. Why? Because you said it earlier. We have to walk by faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Now, what am I talking about? Still talking about the church. If God called you to pastor, I don't care what it takes. I don't care how long it takes. You stay with it.
Stay with it.
And listen, if you don't have but two people, we started out, it was the four of us. Mm-hmm. They were sitting there looking at me like, what are you doing, mama? Why are we here, mama? I don't want to be here, mama. Mm-hmm. You know, it was that thing. But I kept pushing. And I have come to this place where I am now because of what? Process. Mm-hmm. It requires process. You can't quit. Mm-hmm. You cannot give up. But you have to keep pressing. That's if God called you.
If God called you, you cannot quit. You can't stop.
And this is what Peter was doing. If God gave him a direction, like he gave you and I way back, because we go way back.
Right.
What? If he gave it to us, why would we quit? It doesn't matter what we go through, Pastor. Mm-mm. It doesn't matter what we go through. Don't matter what setbacks we have.
It don't matter.
But we have to keep going.
We have to keep going.
My God.
I mean, I'm in a setback right now, but I'm
you pressing. Still going.
I'm still doing.
Come on.
It don't
come
matter.
No,
I mean,
ma'am.
When God actually, I believe that vision, the thing that God gave Peter was divine instruction.
Yes.
It was divine instruction.
Yes,
and when
ma'am.
God gives you divine instruction,
come on.
I believe that at the beginning of, when God calls you, you know, when people say God calls you, he equips you. Yes, he equips you. But when God calls you, he gives you some things to do.
Yes,
he gives you divine instructions now.
Yes,
a lot of people think, you know, they just go out there and say, well, I'm going to open me a church and stuff. Well, what did God tell you to do within that church?
What kind of instructions did
God give you?
Instruction.
And I believe that they will quit because, look. When Lazarus died,
come on.
When Lazarus died, and they called for Jesus to come, because Lazarus was Jesus' best friend.
Yes,
he was
his
good friend.
Yes.
Lazarus died. Well, when Jesus called out and told Lazarus, his dear friend, he said, "Lazarus, come forth."
Come forth.
He told him to arise, Lazarus.
That's
what he was telling him. Lazarus, you got to arise and come out of here.
See, it
did not matter that Lazarus was in there dressed up in them, the gray clothes.
It did not matter
that they had a stone in front of the door.
It did not matter about any of that.
None of that had been dead for all this time. But when Jesus spoke and told him to arise, yes, come up out of that grave. Lazarus came up out of that grave.
Come on.
That was divine instruction. That's what God gives to the ones that he sent. The ones that God sent. If God sends you, he's going to give you divine instruction. And see, the devil is against our obeying divine instruction.
Yes.
He don't want us to obey it.
No,
he don't want us to keep on. He don't want us to keep pushing. The devil tell you, oh, that ain't going to work because you don't have this. That ain't going to work because you don't have that.
Come on.
But I'm going to tell you, Peter received divine instruction.
And
then he did what God called him to do. And I mean, even with Abraham, when we think about Abraham,
God gave
Abraham divine instruction.
Yes,
he said, get thee out of this country.
Yes.
Get away from your family.
Yes.
Get away. I mean, that was divine instruction.
Divine
and now Abraham is the father of many nations.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, and he is even part of my lineage, you know, Abraham. And so I just look at this divine instruction that God gave to Peter that we need to pick it up.
Yes,
we got to pick up the divine instruction. Don't quit.
Ma'am. Yes,
if God
ma'am.
I put it to you like this. If God called you, you cannot quit.
You cannot quit.
You cannot quit. You have to keep moving.
Yes,
you have
ma'am.
To keep going. You have to keep. That's the action part.
Yes, ma'am.
See, that's how you arise and
yes,
you take
ma'am.
Action because you keep moving and you
yes,
keep pressing. It
yes.
don't matter what the enemy is throwing at you. Hey, greater is he that's in me
than
he that's in the world. And I know that I can do all things with the anointed one and his anointed who strengthens me. And so I just keep pressing.
Yes,
and you need to keep pressing. We got to arise, church. We got to wake up. We got to rise, and we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving forward. Forget those things which are behind.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And press toward what is before us.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay.
Now, listen. You said a setback. Did not Peter have a setback?
Yes, he did.
Peter
yes, he
got
did.
Put in prison.
He sure did. Yes, he did.
What we going to call that?
Mm-hmm.
A setback.
A setback.
But
a
look
setback.
At what God did.
Look at it.
Look at what God did. All we have to do is to take the divine instructions
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
follow them regardless. And if by any chance, by any means, the adversary come against us.
Yes.
Guess what? God has our back.
He has it.
Because Peter had a divine.
Peter
had divine instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter had a setback.
Mm-hmm.
But look at here. Look at what God did. God sent an angel.
An angel. Yes,
to get him up out from between
mm-hmm.
those two soldiers. Look. They wanted to make sure he wasn't going to get up.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure.
Had him sandwiched in. But God raised Peter up. Look, tap him on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The angel. Get up, Peter.
Get up, Peter.
Get up, Peter. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Arise.
Yes.
Arise. Wake up.
Wake up.
Get
wake
stirred up.
Up.
Take action. Time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter did not. It seemed as if, and this is how God is. You can go through a setback, but because he redeems the time,
mm-hmm.
it'll feel like, or it seemed like, you never really had a setback.
Right, right.
God does that.
Mm-hmm.
That's supernatural.
That is supernatural.
Encountering
mm-hmm.
with from God.
Supernatural.
God does
supernatural.
That. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about what the enemy will do
mm-mm.
if we get divine instructions
mm-hmm.
from God to arise.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I mean, that word got me stirred up because that's what the church has to do. And you've been saying it, Pastor, for 3 years. You know what? To be honest with you, a lot of us was playing church.
Mm-hmm.
Before the three years.
That's right.
And this is
mm-hmm.
why this foolishness caught us by
mm-hmm.
surprise.
Right.
And you've already said it. We need to put that behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even look back at it.
Don't look back.
That does not even matter anymore. Why? Because we're walking by faith.
Walking by faith.
Not that's by it. What we see.
Mm-hmm.
And look, here's the thing. Our GVT. GVT, you know what I'm saying? They are going to do everything they can to shut the church up.
That's right.
That's why it's time for us to wake up. If we don't wake up now, we're going to be caught asleep again.
Again, that's right.
Because don't think that what happened in 2020 is all that's going to happen.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's going to be so much more happening. But God has so ordained us, you, Pastor, myself, and other pastors and other believers for such a time as this. God knew what he was doing.
Yes, he did.
He knew what he was doing when we was birthed into this earth. When our mothers pushed us out, God knew what he was doing. He already knew that we could handle this.
Yes, he knew it.
And this is why we've got to arise and take action.
Yes.
Stop sitting around looking with your arms folded, trying to figure out what to do. Get with God.
Get with him.
He will give you divine instructions. Yes.
God is calling all of his soldiers right now.
He's calling all of his soldiers.
He wants us to arise. He wants us to use these weapons that he has given to us.
Yes.
And he wants us to contend in this battle.
Yes.
You know, you can look at it as a battle. We're in a battle. So he wants us to contend in this battle as his soldiers. He don't want us to put, Lord mercy, he don't want us to just wear these camouflage outfits.
Yes, ma'am.
Put on a camouflage outfit, you need to be going to battle.
That's right.
You need to be going to war for the Lord.
Yes.
But I know that he is calling us.
Yes.
He is calling all of his soldiers. You know, just anybody else in the army, when they have something going on that's deep, they call people from everywhere.
Yes,
they call
ma'am.
Them from everywhere
come on,
to come,
come on,
and
come
be
on.
Part of it. So that's what we are doing in this last hour. We are calling everybody. Just come on. Come on and let's get together.
Let's come out.
You know, come out from wherever the hole. He calling people from out of the pit. You know, wherever you've been hiding. I mean, if you want to see your ministry, if you want to see God work in your ministry, arise.
Arise
and come and be a part of this. I'm not just saying y'all got to come and be a part of the silent prayer. But I'm telling you, I would arise and come and be a part of it.
Yes, ma'am.
I would be a part of it.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Because whenever somebody is doing something for the Lord, you need to be supportive of that.
That's
you know,
it,
not be
Lord
supportive because somebody trying to, well, don't say it. But we need to be a part of the things that we know that God is ordaining.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, God has given.
That's
you can
a good
tell
way to
when
say
God.
It.
You can
Come
tell
on.
When God has given somebody a divine instruction.
Yes, ma'am.
When God has given somebody a divine instruction, you see how it flourished even down to the first one that we did.
The prayer breakfast.
The prayer breakfast. You see how the people came out.
Yes,
and then, you know, then we went out and we went over there on the street. We held up that. I mean, the people came out. Now, those who are steadfast and unmovable will keep coming out.
That's it.
They will
keep coming out.
You know, don't get frustrated.
Come on.
Get frustrated.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that what you make happen for somebody else, God will make it happen for you.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I believe that if you come out, if you arise, come out and pray. That's all we're doing, praying.
That's it.
You're just praying. You're saying you can't pray.
Come
you can
on.
Pray.
Come
it doesn't
on.
Matter. Come out. Arise, soldiers, and let's be about our Father's business.
Yes,
that's what
ma'am.
Jesus told even his mama now, I think.
That's right.
He said, y'all go ahead on. I got to be about my Father's business.
That's it.
What
that's
God
it.
Has
Don't
called
have
me
time
to do.
For that.
He said, I got divine instruction. So, mama, y'all go ahead.
Yes.
I got to do what I got to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
My God. And Pastor, you said a lot, and what you said, it was very true, very true, very true, very true. It's time for the soldiers to get on the front line.
That's right.
And listen, we look at that area as a fire tunnel, but we also look at it as standing on the front line. For battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to contend. You use that word.
We got to,
we have to contend for the faith.
Contend.
We have to contend.
You have to.
Because here's the deal. If we don't, Who's going to do it?
Who's going to do it?
And I will say this, and I'm going to let you close us out. God gave me the other week before we went out that we have got to stop being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Do you know some people don't even want to be seen standing for Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be seen standing for Jesus. They don't want to be seen out with the I am not. One thing that we don't have to do, Pastor, is beg nobody. Because God will send them.
He will send
them. He's already working on it. He's already working on it. Now, we had one. We set up the prayer table this last time.
Okay.
And we had one to come. Yes, one. And listen, some people say, oh, that's all. Look.
Praise God.
One.
One.
One is more than we can even imagine. Because when one come, that one will bring another one.
That's right.
And then that one will bring
another one.
And it'll keep rolling like a domino effect.
That's right.
And even if they don't come to the prayer stand, as long as they get saved, they will come to the body of Christ.
That's right.
We don't care. We don't care. We just want to be the best representative for Christ. But here's the thing. It's time for us to arise.
It is. It's time.
Arise. Wake up and take action. Pastor, close us out. We always talk our way through the end.
The end. Well, I guess all I can say is that get the divine instruction.
Come on.
Get the divine instruction from God. Do as Peter did. Do as all of the apostles did in the Word of God.
Yes.
I like how even in Genesis when God talked to Abraham, and Abraham actually became one of the richest people that was on earth at the time. And I believe that God wants us, as we get this divine instruction, as we arise as the church, as we wake up, things is going to start to change for us.
Yes,
I believe that we're going to be richly blessed.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be richly blessed.
Yes,
just because we arose. We got up and we took action.
Yes.
And we got the divine instruction and we took it and we moved with it.
My God.
In Jesus' name.
My God. Pastor, thank you. Thank you. Thank you again. It's time. It is time.
It's time.
We have no more time to waste.
Mm-mm.
We wasted 3 years, as you said. And we don't need to waste anymore.
No, me too.
No more, no more, no more. Thank you, Pastor, for coming.
Thank you for
and sharing with
me.
Us.
Thank you.
And as we press forward each and every day, each and every week, we will see you again next Friday. Next Friday. Right here. Same time, same place. Be blessed. Get saved.
Amen.
Receive Jesus.
Amen.
Pabu masa nena,